Welcome back. It's going to be a busy time at the Thomas Crane Public Library for the rest of this year, thanks in large part to the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. So Hillary Miller's back to tell us what's going on with the Friends. Good to see you, Hillary.
Oh, good to see you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure when my friends stop by to our show here. It's a good opportunity to remind folks what the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library are.
Yes, absolutely. The Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that works in partnership with the Thomas Crane Public Library to support its mission and its programs. So really adding to the library experience in any way we can.
Yes. Museum passes, I know, is a big one, but also in-person events too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. How many Friends are there now?
You know, this is something that we're always tracking. I mean, we have a couple of hundred people on our email list right now, okay. And there's always room for more Friends.
Okay.
You can never have too many Friends.
Exactly. Don't have to be a Quincy resident to be a friend, right?
That is correct. Yep. Yeah, you could be from anywhere and join the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. It's pretty easy to do. You can join online through our website, thomascranelibrary.org/friends.
Okay.
And there's information on there if you want to print out a membership form and mail it in. You can do that with a check. You can also pay online
mm-hmm.
as well.
Of course.
So options.
Yes. How much does it cost to be a friend?
Well, it's really up to you.
Okay.
We are actually in the process of changing our membership structure and thinking more about us being a fundraising organization, because all of those programs we were talking about take funds.
Yes.
So there are some ways that we're thinking about now our membership and giving to the Friends and thinking about membership levels in different ways.
Oh, okay.
So you could think about it, if you donate $15, for example, you can buy some materials for the makerspace in the library, like 2 spools of 3D printer filament.
Oh, all right, sure.
Yeah, or $500 will sponsor one of the concert events in the library as well.
Okay.
So it's a really nice way to think about how your funds are having an impact on what we're able to offer to our community.
Yeah, and it's important to note that all 100% of the funds go to the library events, right?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
There's no overhead costs or administrative costs.
You know, very little,
yeah.
Very little, because we're a pretty minimal organization. We work so closely in partnership with the library that it makes us easy to really give as much as possible to the library.
Yeah, yeah. And anybody can enjoy those programs that the Friends sponsor.
Exactly. You don't even have to live in Quincy to
right.
take advantage of those programs either.
That's right.
That's wonderful how we can be really this part of the South Shore community and beyond.
Yeah, you just need a library card, essentially, right?
Okay. Well, not even for some of the events,
or not
too,
even,
but
right.
you should. Library cards are a good thing to have.
Absolutely. How long have you been a friend?
I've been a friend, I think this is my third year perhaps.
You're a new friend.
I am, but I haven't been in Quincy very long.
Right.
So I joined up pretty much within my first year or two of being here. So.
Okay. And how's it been for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
Really?
Yes, both being a member of the Friends and being in Quincy in general.
Yeah, that's great. A lot of libraries don't have friends groups such as yours, I know, so they have to make do with what they have in their own budgets.
Yes, and we're very fortunate to have them here, and we're also happy as members of the Friends. One of the big benefits that we get is that we know that we're supporting these programs and supporting our community through our library.
Right, exactly. So what's going on for the fall, Hillary, at the Friends and at the library?
Yes, so we actually just wrapped up one of our big events.
Yes, you did.
I know, we just missed it. We're chatting about it on here.
Yeah.
But the library, twice a year generally, sponsors what's known as an after-hours event.
Yes.
This is a 21-plus event in the library, or sometimes during the summer they can use the lawn outside
sure.
a little bit. Always a theme, though. We love a theme. And this year the theme, since it was October 26th, or excuse me, 25th, it was Zombie Prom.
Of course it was. And you've brought some photos.
I have, yes.
Thank you for that. Let's show folks what Zombie Prom looked like
yes.
at the library.
Well, this is one of the winners of the costume contest.
Oh, okay.
So a popular character from a serial company, but this person couldn't get 2 feet away. You know, they move every 2 feet and somebody would tell them how much they love their costume.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So very popular.
So do you remember who this is?
I unfortunately don't have this person's name, but was acknowledged as having one of the best costumes of the evening.
Best costumes? Did he win a prize for that? Or?
I do believe that there were mostly bragging rights, okay. But I do believe there was a small prize included, too. Well, I have yet to win the costume contest, so.
Oh, yes. What was your, now, did you bring a picture of yourself?
I did not, unfortunately. I didn't.
All right, what was your costume, then?
Well, I have to cheat a little bit because in my day job,
yes.
I do a lot, sometimes wear 18th century living history clothing. So I did not prep in advance for this one, so we wore our my husband and I wore our clothing from the 1700s, okay. And we just said that we got lost on our way to a dance in the 1750s.
Hey.
So, not exactly zombie prom. I don't know if we were ghosts or what.
That really could have happened, though, in Quincy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. let's see the next one.
All right, who else do we have here?
There's some zombies.
Oh, there's some zombies. That, see, that perfectly exemplifies zombie prom right
yes.
there. So, unfortunately, I don't have the names of these fine folks,
okay.
but they had a great time. We were glad to see them. A lot of people really leaned into the zombie prom theme.
You see that.
So that was a lot of fun for, but you didn't have to dress as a zombie or as a prom goer. You could be really
whatever.
Anything.
Okay, fun.
Yes.
Did they win a prize too?
You know, I'm not certain.
Okay. Although, this is at the, looks like the main branch?
Yes, it was at the
okay.
main branch. And this picture here, you
wow.
see, this person maybe spent a little too long hanging out in the library.
Yeah, talk about skeletons in the closet.
Yes, or skeletons in the Richardson building at the main library. So this is one of the decorations. The library really went all out
oh, did they?
With the decorations.
Yeah.
They did such a fantastic job. So this is a skeleton overlooking partygoers in the Richardson building, which is where they had some music and dancing, lots of different activities at the after-hours events. Anything from tarot card reading mm. to the costume contest. There was trivia posted around the library
oh,
as
fun.
Well.
Yeah.
And even some activities and games. If you wanted to try your hand at making a potion
yes.
or perhaps casting a spell
really?
Or doing an eyeball toss into a cup.
Okay. That sounds like
not
fun.
Real eyeballs, of course.
Of course, yeah. Is this something that you do every month, or is it just a couple times a year? Or?
So they tend to, the library really takes the lead with planning
oh,
the
see.
Event. It's just
okay.
really sponsored by the Friends, but they tend to do it two times a year.
Gotcha.
One of them is usually in October. The other one is typically in May or June.
Oh, okay.
The
so
one this past
fall.
June mm-hmm. was, it was supposed to be adult summer camp.
Okay.
So we did get rained out, which was too bad,
well,
but we still had a great time.
Kind of appropriate, actually, for summer camp.
I know, that's true.
Yeah.
You have to have that. Builds character.
That's right.
That's what it does. But yeah, we had camp activities and crafts and lots of fun and games for that one as well. And those events do benefit the Friends of the Library,
yes.
which then in turn, we put that money back into supporting the library as well.
Absolutely. Okay. So they're fun events, but also fundraisers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And friendraisers too,
and
hopefully.
And friendraisers, yeah. Do you have any idea what's planned for next year?
I don't, unfortunately,
okay.
but a great way to find out about that is to keep an eye on the event calendar on the library website,
sure, yeah.
also on social media, both through the Thomas Crane Public Library, but also you can find the Friends of Thomas Crane Library on social media
oh, okay.
as well.
Excellent. Okay. Any upcoming events that we should let folks know about?
Well, there's plenty going on
okay.
for sure,
good.
Certainly. There's a little bit of everything coming up pretty soon that are sponsored by the Friends. We sponsor so many different types of programming,
mm.
anything from literacy programs to a number of different movies coming up.
Yes.
Showing some movies.
Tons, actually, in November, yeah.
Yes. And then one of the big ones coming up is actually a concert on Sunday, November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be in the Richardson Building at the main library.
Will the skeleton be gone by then? Or? Never know.
You never know.
Okay.
You never know in a wonderful historic building
that's
like
true.
We have.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the Essex Piano Trio
oh, sure.
that
yep.
they're going to be coming.
They're fan favorites, yeah.
They are, yep. and we're so glad to have them with us. So that'll be on Sunday, November 10th, from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Richardson Building in the main library.
It's a great venue to see a live music show, and that's great.
It's really an immersive experience
so much
there.
Is, yeah.
And they are this time going to be focusing on Beethoven
oh, okay.
as well.
Very good. So. They gave us a little preview here at QATV's. So folks can check that out on our website
yes,
as well.
Yes, wonderful.
And just give them a little teaser before they go to the show. So that'll be fun. That's great. Excellent. What else?
Let's see. We also have, a number of different programs. Mm-hmm. We already mentioned movies, literacy programs, crafts. If you are feeling a little crafty this fall, any number of programs, such as a felted pumpkin class at North Quincy Branch
okay.
on Tuesday, November 12th. That's in the evening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Now, a number of these events, though, do have registration involved.
Okay.
And the best way to learn about that is to just follow closely the event calendar on the library website.
Yep.
Because they fill up fast. I know myself, I've even tried to get into some of these crafting classes before, and I've missed it.
No kidding.
So
you just
have to be on top of it.
Yeah, the space limitations, right?
Exactly, space and supplies. Although they have tried to have them regularly and bring in as many people as possible.
Yes.
Unfortunately, sometimes there are just limitations.
Yeah, they're so popular, which is kind of a good problem.
It's a good problem, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And same thing that you have to keep in mind of reservations if you are ever interested in using the Cranium Maker Space.
Hmm.
The Cranium Maker Space is in the main library.
Okay.
It's up there on the third floor.
Yep.
Yes, I'm like trying to count them.
Yeah.
So on the third floor, it's a great place to really let your creativity loose and see what you can create and what you can discover in that space.
Hmm.
The Friends of the Library purchases supplies for the Cranium. It is very popular, though. They do have open hours, but it is suggested that you reserve your machine that you want to use in advance, so you can do that through the library website. They do often have classes in there as well.
Oh, okay.
If you want to try your hand at something maybe you aren't as familiar with, you know, say you don't use the like the Cricut machines that often, and you could try that. Maybe you could take a class.
Okay.
Yeah,
what kind of machines, Hillary?
So they have some things for 3D printing.
Yeah.
They have the machines that will sort of laser cut vinyl.
Oh.
So you can create things that way.
Okay. Yeah.
But they also have just other supplies and machines like sewing machines.
Oh, which really? Okay.
A few of us are a little bit more familiar with that, but may not necessarily have them at home.
Neat. Okay. And didn't realize that they had that much available.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I'm assuming computers as well for CAD design, if folks are interested in that.
I'm not sure about in that space, but I do think that certainly a lot of those types of computers and those machines like the 3D printing do use a lot of those specialized programs
you can
work on that. And sometimes you can have files that you're bringing with you or create something new.
Okay. Or, I mean, you may not even know yet what you want to create until you're inspired, right?
Exactly.
Okay, fun.
There's always room for inspiration.
Any other upcoming events?
Well, those are some of the major events coming up. But again, there are just so many things that are sponsored by the Friends that the event calendar is the best place to keep up with all of that.
Yeah.
And don't miss your chance to register for events, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a big piece of the Friends funds are generated by the bookstore.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, we're so lucky that we have a really great bookstore space in the library.
Yes.
As you may remember, we just this year moved from that space sort of behind the library right into the atrium, which has been great for business.
Been
it's been going really well.
Good.
So it's easily accessible. It's well. It's very visible.
Yes.
It's hard to miss. It
really is, for sure.
So we have our library there, and we do raise funds through that, the bookstore. We do raise funds for library events. The bookstore is open a couple of different times a week, so a lot of availability here. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., Thursday evenings from 5 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday, it's actually open from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
I bet you that's a popular time. Yeah.
Yes. So it's a good mix, I think, of daytime and evening and weekend availability.
For sure, yeah.
It's easy to stop in and see what interests you.
Yeah. So it's really only closed on Sundays and Tuesdays.
Yes.
And I'm assuming this time of year especially, you need donations, right?
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the good problems to have,
right,
is that we've been doing so well that we really need some more inventory. So
okay,
we are looking for donations. And those are things like adult, teen, and kids materials that are either books or books on CD, so audiobooks, music CDs, DVDs. We also even take computer and video games as well. So
excellent.
A little bit of everything. There are a few things we don't take, like textbooks or magazines, VHS tapes. No longer taking those.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can build something out of them.
Perhaps, yeah. Bring it
in
up to the cranium.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're
so there are some limits there.
Okay.
But even though the library's hours, I mean, we have a lot of hours that we're open. It's not all the time, but you can even make donations beyond those hours.
Oh, all right.
Anytime the library is open, you can use the donation box that's in the atrium.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So you can drop off donations at any time.
Oh, very good.
And this will be really important for us as we're heading into the holiday gift-giving season.
Yes.
That we just could use some extra inventory.
Okay.
So everybody can find that perfect gift at our bookstore.
All right. If folks are doing some fall cleaning, perhaps, and come across some things that might benefit the bookstore, just stop on by and drop them off.
Exactly. They should be gently used, though.
Gently used. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you want decent things for folks to be able to purchase. And it's all volunteer run, also.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. The Friends of the Library are a volunteer organization,
right.
And then the bookstore part of that, of our organization, it's all volunteers.
Absolutely.
And we are still looking for volunteers.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, so we can always use more friends and more volunteers. And if you're interested in volunteering for the library, you can go to the thomascranelibrary.org/bookstore.
Oh, all right. Okay, very good. Or I know there's a Gmail address too, quincylibraryfriends@gmail.com. And there's a phone number.
There is.
We don't know who answers it, but we'll have to call and find out. 376-1300, extension 6.
Yes, we'll get the message eventually.
Okay. Now, we need to talk a little bit about an event that's happening tomorrow, because tomorrow's Election Day.
It is.
And a lot of folks are stressed out about Election Day. So the library is here to the rescue with a de-stress, relax after voting at the library. Two events, actually, at the North Quincy branch. Elliot the Therapy Dog is going to be there from 5 to 6 p.m. Who doesn't love a therapy dog, right, to de-stress? And then a board game night at the main branch tomorrow night from 7 to 8. Okay.
Yeah, great way to de-stress.
And you brought a mug.
I did.
Tell us about
I feel very official
now with my
mug here. Yeah, so I can show it off.
There you go.
Yeah, so you may have noticed that, you noticed my mug.
Yes.
And you may have noticed that we have a little bit of a new look to our logo
that
we have there. So you might have noticed that elsewhere too, that we're going through a little bit of a rebranding and a refresh, which is something we can always use.
Sure.
So
still a crane, more modern version of a crane.
Yes,
yeah.
But still a crane. I think that's what's important there. So that connection to the past while looking towards the future.
Yeah. Are the mugs for sale at the bookstore?
Not at this time.
Oh, no.
Not at this time.
Okay.
But maybe
stay tuned.
An eye out. Yeah, stay tuned. Keep an eye on our social media page and our website.
You better protect that then, Hillary.
I know. One of a kind. One of a
exactly.
kind. You can't have it, Joe. You can't have it.
Thanks for stopping by. Great to see you.
Good seeing you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.